Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She used to meet me on the east side.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. In honor and celebrating their 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois, they're letting you join Club Fitness for just 25 cents. Do it. All right. Let's talk first about Ellen. I think everyone's seen the story by now. And, you know, all across social media, people talking about it yesterday, about how someone gave her a hard time because she was hanging out at the Dallas Cowboys game this weekend with George W. Bush. She addressed it on her show, and she said, "I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. It's okay that we're all different." And a lot of people shared that quote and the video of her talking about it. She said, "We're all different, and I think we've forgotten that it's okay that we're different." She said, "I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean I'm not going to be friends with them."
I'm with Ellen.
Yeah.
I think everybody's with Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like every kind of person, no matter the political background, is sharing the story.
Good.
Yeah. Hoping that it goes to the political background and that we can find some middle ground and get stuff done.
Well, and it's funny because I did see someone post it and then someone jumped in and said, "Politically," and they started going after him. And they're like, "Can we just get back to being..." Like, can we go back to having
talking
civility?
About things that we talk about normally,
right?
And it's not all politics related.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So, in lighter fare, let's talk about how the Oprah Network is doing their own original holiday movies.
You should. I mean, people that love the holiday movie can't get enough of them. Yep. Why not?
Yeah. Yep. I know. I mean, people camp out when Hallmark does their whole thing. ABC Family does their 25 Days of Christmas. And now Oprah's jumping into it, premiering November 15th, One Fine Christmas, with Rick Fox.
Nice.
His daughter, Sasha. His ex-wife, Vanessa Williams. Mm. What? And Marla Gibbs from The Jeffersons.
Wow.
I know.
All in one movie?
All in one movie. And then the next movie reminded me of our old receptionist, Carol, because we used to always call her up around Christmas for A Christmas Carol. She's like, yell at us, like, "What do you need?" So, starring in Carol's Christmas, actress Jacquet Harry. That's November 22nd. And then Baking Christmas, November 29th. The town's most successful bakery, of course.
Who's in Baking Christmas? Anybody good?
I don't think anyone that you would... No.
We'll see about that.
Okay. Well, you can check it out. Hoda Kotb, doing an interview, said that she didn't find happiness until 49, and she told people to not give up on finding their own happiness.
I actually believe she's happy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't think it's a stretch.
Well, with some people, especially on TV, or you know, it feels put on or whatever. Like, I genuinely, I'm like, oh, she's a happy person.
She's the most comfortable person. Like, she's totally herself.
Yeah.
You believe her.
She met her partner when she was 49. She said they adopted their daughter Haley at 52 and they adopted their daughter Hope at 54. She said it's insane. Everything good in her life happened after 49. And for all the people who are late bloomers, she said, "Hang in, babe. It's really fun at the end."
I'm trying, Hoda.
Mariah Carey doing a cover story with Variety, talking about 2001 when Glitter came out and she had her alleged breakdown. Now, Tim, you were at MTV at the time, right?
Yes, I was. When she went on TRL and totally lost her mind, I was in the building. It was crazy.
Okay, well, according to Mariah, she didn't lose her mind.
Oh, she lost it.
She said, her therapist said, you didn't have a breakdown. You had a diva fit. And
I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea.
She said, you had a diva fit and people couldn't handle it. She said, these people are here making money off
of me. A diva fit isn't acceptable.
Yeah, therapists, man. Therapists validate sometimes. Some therapists, small number, validate people's terrible behavior.
Yeah,
don't
you think they go to that person to get validated?
Especially if you're Mariah Carey. Yeah. That's Mariah Carey's problem. That's what led to that breakdown. Is she was surrounded by all these yes people. No one kept her in check.
All right.
She said she tried to put a smile on her face even during difficult times and people were making money off of me. She said, why don't they care if nobody's got an umbrella for me and it's a sunny shoot? And the minute I was like, I'm not fine, I need a day off, I need a moment, they infantilized me. And she said she's eternally 12 and her fans know that, but she's an artist.
Yeah, but there's still unacceptable behavior.
Like that.
Listen, it's okay. Everybody's talking about mental health right now. If you had a moment where it wasn't okay and you needed to take a break, that's okay. I don't know. And then, this is for Courtney. Rob Gronkowski coming back to football, but this time he's joining Fox Sports as a football analyst. And I believe we have his audition tape.
Gronk like football. Gronk like Bradshaw. Gronk. I Gronk.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. More Schmig at 840. And of course, you can always listen to the Schmig in podcast form at Y98.com, radio.com, and everywhere you get your podcasts. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Okay, this rush hour is not too easy at this point. Lucas and Hunt, north of St. Charles Rock Road, they're mopping up an earlier building fire. 70 eastbound, heading downtown. If you're in the non-express lanes, it is slow, and that's because we had a crash. Looks like they've already cleared it up from the left side before you get to Salisbury on eastbound 70, but that's why you're slow. Also, coming into downtown, you've got a crash on 6440 westbound after the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get on the Missouri side, left side of westbound 6440 is blocked there as you approach Busch Stadium on 6440 westbound. Now, behind that, we also had a phone call earlier in the hour. Thanks for the call. About a crash 64 westbound near 255, and now another accident possibly reported behind that 64 westbound near 157 in Caseyville. All right, back over to the Missouri side. Eureka's got an accident. Highway W at White Oak School Road. Downtown on eastbound 6440, the exit at 11th Street Stadium is blocked for roadwork till about 7 tonight, so you can exit sooner at 14th Street or later at 6th, which is the last Broadway exit. 364 westbound near 141, an accident with multiple lanes blocked. 364 eastbound, there is a stall near Mid Rivers Mall Drive. I'm Lance Hildebrand. That you give hope, give local, give goodwill. Traffic on Y98.
Halloween comes with
all these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old.
Entertainment Schmig.
Oh, yeah. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness to celebrate their 25th location in O'Fallon, Illinois opening. Join now for 25 cents. All right, let's talk about the next Bachelor and an onset mishap. Peter Weber. He was on the last season of The Bachelorette. And he was in Costa Rica this past weekend filming, but he slipped while he was stepping onto a golf cart and split his face open on some cocktail glasses he was carrying. The horror! 22 stitches later, they said it was really serious. But Chris Harrison wants to reassure everyone that his face is still fine. I think this is a great new premise. You get all these people on a season of The Bachelor. You fake an accident where this person becomes, you know, they don't look like they did at the start. A bunch of stitches. They say that it's never going to heal.
There was a Lifetime movie starring Yasmin Bleeth that was very similar to this whole premise, Jen. It was called A Face to Die For.
Ooh.
She had some cosmetic surgery done, and the person she was in love with before then was interested in her. And there was murder involved of some sort.
Oh. I just like the sentence, there was a Lifetime movie starring Yasmin Bleeth.
Right. Yasmin Bleeth, very underrated. Mm-hmm. Didn't get the credit she
deserved. And really not around. You'd think she'd be showing up all the time on Lifetime.
That's what I'm saying.
Don Johnson says they're thinking about a Miami Vice reboot. They did do the movie with Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell in like just about 15 years ago.
Didn't go well.
Mm-mm.
But Don, I don't know.
Would this be more like a Golden Girls themed Miami Vice?
Yeah, right?
Maybe they're trying to jump into the nostalgia game.
I know.
Everything's 80s.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be like Crockett and Tubbs kids now or have grown up and they're in the Vice. Masked Singer is tonight on Fox. So far, we know Ninja was revealed. spoiler alert, Panda was Layla Ali and Egg was Johnny Weir. Some other costumes still in the running. Butterfly, Flamingo, Ladybug, Leopard, Black Widow, Thingamajig, Tree, Rottweiler, and Skeleton.
Any predictions?
I have yet to watch.
Okay.
Riverdale on CW premieres tonight. You also have two new series premiering, one on the CW after Riverdale. It's Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
Hello.
Kevin's daughter, Kennedy, is very pumped about this.
Right, yeah.
Is she really?
It was like one of their dresses, your favorite television shows. And she had done
today.
She had done Blue Bloods last year. So this year, Nancy Drew. She said, it's the premiere. I'm going all out. Going crazy.
I read all the Nancy Drew books when I was a kid. I loved them. I can't believe it's taken this long for them to do.
Well, Veronica Mars was Nancy Drew-ish. Don't you think, Lance?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And on Netflix, okay, series premiere of Rhythm and Flow. They're trying to find the next big rapper. This is on Netflix, so this is interesting. T.I., Cardi B, and Chance the Rapper are the judges. 3-week event. I don't know. Netflix getting into the reality singing / rapping game.
I'll check it out.
All right. Will you check out A Christmas Carol with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like, as far as the bidding war is going, final negotiations are happening with Apple and their streaming service. So there you go. Add it to the list. We talked yesterday about Disney Plus. Now, if you don't have Apple already, you're going to have to do it. Those two reimagining Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. Today, a big day in history. This is for Tim, because he's such a big fan. of Elvis. 46 years ago, he and Priscilla Presley got divorced.
Mm.
She didn't get a ton of, I mean, I guess it was maybe a lot of money by 73's standards. $1.5 million.
Because he probably didn't, his estate has just grown.
Yes, since.
And wasn't she the one over his estate and made it like the moneymaker that it is now?
It's also funny because Elvis, you know, they split up and then Elvis had other women live at Graceland with him who decorated and redid it. And then after he died, Priscilla came in and went back to all her old, the way she had it decorated.
Not Priscilla Presley. She's a businesswoman who doesn't get enough credit. And
She and Yasmin Bleeth, man.
I know.
Get together and claim what is due.
I mean, if they could come up with a company together, watch out.
You all kind of want to see the movie now, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. Yes, I will at least read a Wikipedia summary on the movie you described.
And 33 years ago, they weren't sure if it was going to make it, but there was a new TV network called Fox that debuted in 1986.
Wow.
Mm.
Crazy.
Married with Children, was that one of the first shows? I think it was. If not the initial rollout, it was one of the first shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they weren't on all day either.
No. Yeah.
Crazy. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll do celebrity birthdays in about 10 minutes, and don't forget it's soft.
Right.
Courtney and Company Morning Show. Y98. Soft October. Remember, to play Yahtzee, you need 2.5. Paradise. Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7 in the charts. 1986, I believe. 1984. Oh, written by the same guy who did Hungry Eyes, Eric Carmen.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He liked the soundtrack game and big soundtracks at that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he made some bank there in the 80s, didn't he?
Listen, my doctor told me to cut out dairy, so you're going to have to let me know next time you spread that much cheese.
The next time will be about 8:50 tomorrow morning for another installment of Soft October.
It's time now for celebrity birthdays. A little sad note, John Lennon would have been 79 today. He always just, you know, he's forever young. Yeah. You don't picture him being almost 80 years old. But a youngin' and 10th season winner of American Idol. I know you think to yourself, Scotty McCreery might be in Branson. But no, coming up in November, he's going to be at Tax Slayer Center in Moline, Illinois. How old is...
What are the chances? John Lennon and Scotty McCreery on one day.
Yeah, right? How old is Scotty McCreery?
32. I don't even know what that person looks like.
20... He's the one that had the real deep voice. Yeah. The real low
deep country singer.
That didn't match his body. He's kind of like lanky.
33.
28.
34.
Man, he's 26.
Sorry, buddy. You sound 34.
Yeah, I think he was in high school when he was on the show.
Hey, St. Louis's own Scott Bakula celebrates a birthday today.
NCIS New Orleans.
And maybe, you know, we got all those celebrities to record stuff during 24 Hours of Gloria.
The best one.
Let's Go Blues. And, I mean, he nailed it. It gave me chills. It was great. Yeah, I think a lot of people think it got the blues to the cup.
He talked about his own history.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Going to see the blues.
Got it.
Hey, blues fans. 50 years ago, I saw my first blues game at the old arena.
That's a hint.
I've been a diehard fan ever since. It's time to get it done. This is Scott Bakula. On Y98. Let's go, Blues!
Bakula, man.
I'm gonna say
so
he's
strong.
I'm going to say he's 60.
I think he's older. I think he's 60.
He looks good.
He looks real good.
He works out real well.
And what a great television actor. He's had a great career.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Quantum Leap is one of the best things that ever happened to me. 64.
66.
That's what I was thinking. 67.
65. Saw his first game when he was 15 years old.
Well, that's the first time the Blues were here.
He didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lay off Bakula. The guy's doing his best.
I was like, geez, you didn't want to go when you were like 8? What's wrong with you? And, okay, listen, I know we get tired of him winning everything, and I got real tired of hearing about his show Monk, but everything he's in is just fantastic, including the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
He is really good in that.
Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub.
That's a tough one.
It is. Yeah. He was in Wings.
Yeah.
So.
59.
I bet he's older than that. 61.
I think you guys are right in there, and I respect it. But I'm going to go 62.
64.
66.
Oh. Whoa.
Also celebrating a birthday today, you have Chris O'Dowd. Very funny. Real thick boy. Irish accent. He's 40.
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, Bridesmaids.
He's only 40?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's done a ton of movies, too. Man, that guy is in a lot of stuff.
Jay Peterman from Seinfeld. John O'Hurley, 67. And Sharon Osbourne. No, John O'Hurley, 65. Sharon Osbourne.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.